The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Down Royal, a seven race jumps card to look forward to there. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action, as always, is our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good, Mark. Yes, thank you. You?
Yes, pretty good, in fact, myself. The action at Down Royal is pretty good for a Wednesday as well.
Yeah, very competitive stuff. Yeah, a few nice maidens along the way. Good beginner's chase, or certainly one horse in a beginner's chase, which I think stands out, and we'll receive the NAP vote. And one or two nice little each way bets along the card. So, yeah, quite looking forward to Down Royal today.
Okay, good stuff. We'll keep the listeners in suspense just a little bit longer around the NAP. That comes later on in the card. But we'll start in the first race, which is the 1:15, and we start with a handicap chase over 3 miles. And an interesting race as well, Andy, because the first four in the betting all have form with each other in one way or another. They've all seemed to have beaten each other, and it's Witness in Fashion that's been backed this morning, 3-1 into 5-2. In fact, that's because Holden Cowboy has become a non-runner. So Witness in Fashion now 5-2 favourite. Embracing Change 7-2, 11-2 for John and Dank. In great form is 9-1, as is Dazzler's Day, and then 10-1 or bigger price as the rest. And Witness in Fashion at the top of the betting, Andy, did it well on Saturday when well backed.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, stepped up not markedly, but certainly enough to ensure that he managed to win, actually quite smoothly, I thought, in the end at Fairy House. Prior to that, he was behind Holden Cowboy, and he ran well over 3 miles at the same track at the time before. Now, whether Fairy House is exactly the place where he wants to be, and he's not going to be quite as good anywhere else, remains to be seen. Because he's obviously running up a nice sequence there. The one positive is that he has finished placed here at this track before when he was third, so that probably offsets that slight negative. But I just like the way he powered clear the other day. He always looked in control. He went through the race like a horse, right on top of his game. And the fact that he's out a few days after, I think, is even more positive for me. I do like horses that run under a penalty win than last week. They just seem to have a bit more of a fitness edge over other horses. Holden Cowboy's a non-runner. He's main market rival, or would have been. So that's a major bonus. I think the danger will come from Drawn and Drank, who does like it here at this track, as he's proven on his last two starts when he stayed on his feet. He was third behind Gold Bullet prior to Christmas. And then on the on Boxing Day, second to that, you saw May Leith Oscar. He's up in trip, but that shouldn't inconvenience him. In fact, I think it enhanced Edna Boulder's Charles' chance because he stays really well. Of course, Edna had the big winner the other day of the weekend, Love Rory, in that Banks race, so the yard's in good form. So I see it between the two. I'll stick with Witness of Fashion, but as I said, Drawn and Drank looks a really solid danger.
Okay, Witness of Fashion then just about in the first race. The second race is the 1:45, and this is a 2.5 mile beginner's chase, and Catnap is the market leader this morning at 4-5. It's 8-1 for El Sorrow and High Big Man, 9-1 for Butney Boy, 12s for Forever Gold and Didn't He Tell Ya, and then 18-1 or bigger prices the rest. All Day Long and Stoney are both non-runners. That's number 1 and number 10 on the card. So Catnap, a little bit of odds on, Andy, and a really nice prospect. Is this the Nap?
It is the Nap, yeah. It's a shame he's odds on. I think he's a really good odds on. Some odds on chances always look a little bit dodgy, but not with this fella. This is a really weak race. Now they've taken out All Day Long. It's a shame, really, because both Stone and All Day Long had legitimate chances, and because they were quite high in the betting, it means that Catnap, from being round about the 11 to 10, 5 to 4 mark this morning, is now a shade of odds on, which is a bit of a shame, because we can't really get stuck into him as we probably could have done. But that race that he was second in the other day around Thurles certainly backed up his first run, when he caught the eye in a very hot novices chase down in Leopardstown behind Jackadam, who's won since. Suzette Vray, who was second, he should have won the other day, but he fell at the last when he was well clear and let in Suntiep. So that form alone would make him have obvious credentials here, but the fact that he's backed that up with an even more eye-catching run the next day at Thurles indicates that he's a good horse and a nice horse in the making for John Cullen. He travelled really well in that race won by Mount Carlo. It was a race that Mount Carlo made a bad mistake at the last, and to be fair, almost presented it to Catnap, but he just couldn't quite see his main market rival off. He was back from 33-1 into 8-1 that day, by the way, Catnap, so obviously one or two shrewd operators were very much switched on to him. And it was interesting on the same day that that race that Mancola won was quicker on the last circuit than Briley Babe, who won the Mare's Grade 2 on the same card. In particular, Catnap actually ran a second quicker than Briley Babe, who's rated in the 140s. So if he gets the trip, which I've no real reason to suggest he won't, because he's got plenty of good 2.5 mile stroke, 3 mile 4 mount in France when he was trained by his previous connections, then barring miracles, I think he should be able to make mincemeat of this opposition today. There doesn't look anything in the way of any great improvers or any sexy horses from powerful stables in this particular race. So Catnap is a strong vote and gets a nap in the 145.
Okay, Catnap, the nap selection of Andy Holding then in the 145. The 215 is the third race, and this is the Martinstown Opportunity Handicap Chase. It's over 2 miles, and El Mondo heads the betting this morning. Now, El Mondo was twice a winner in France and has shown hints at potential in Ireland, but yet to win since moving over to Ireland, Andy. Is this a good opportunity for him to do so?
Yeah, he's certainly got an each-way chance, you'd say. He ran about 4-1 this morning. In fact, you could give all three a chance that took part in that race that Reality Dose won at Nice on the 18th of January. El Mondo was third, and back in sixth was Mark Muir, but they all jumped the last virtue in line, and then it was whichever horse was strongest up the hill, and it went the way of Liz Dawes Charge. That stable at the time was in really good form. I think they had two or three winners in that period leading up to Reality Dose winning on that particular Saturday. I've just got a feeling that Reality Dose is best form. He is at Nice. That's twice now he's won at that track, and elsewhere he's not quite so good. Whereas the sixth horse in that race, Mark Me Up, has got a good record here at this track. He's 1-1 here, and I think he's a better horse going right-handed than he is left-handed. That's certainly how his career stats stack up. He's 0-7 going left-handed, whereas going right-handed, he's okay. And Philip Wathrell's Charge should be fine on the ground as well. His two career victories have both come on a heavy surface, and he hasn't really got that too much to find with Reality Dose and El Mondo. As I said, he was banged out at the last. It was just that punishing run to the line that did him. So at the prices this morning, I think it is between the three. You can get sort of like an each-way price about Mark Me Up. He's around about 5-1, 11-2. And I think that looks that's the way I would prefer to go here with these conditions, these optimum conditions in his favour.
OK, Mark Me Up then. The market speaking in favour of that one this morning as well. 6-1 into 9-2 at the time of recording for Mark Me Up. The fourth race on the card is the 250. This is a maiden hurdle over 2.5 miles, and we have an even money favourite in the shape of Leave the Light On, who's caught the eye on a couple of occasions and run into a couple the last twice as well, Andy. But the form looks pretty useful. Is even money a fair enough price about him?
I'm not absolutely sure I want to be taking a really thin price about Ewan Doyle's 7-year-old. I've tipped him a couple of times on the podcast throughout the course of the last 6 months or so. He ran badly for us at Clonmel the day I went for him, and he was only 6 behind the job. He's right. He bounced back to something like his best next time out behind Jim Draper's Los Amigos, which is good form. Of course, Los Amigos was second in the Thiestes Chase behind on his own, so that's pretty good form. And, you know, Wounded Warrior is not a bad stick either, who beat him in Navan the other day. Just really, really bad ground on a stiff track would be slightly off-putting for me at even money. It's just a price thing, really. I don't mind backing this horse each way, as his profile suggests, at a decent price, but he's just not the kind of horse I want to get involved in at a thin price. And I quite like local trainers here at this track. Dan Rawls, obviously, in Northern Ireland, and the likes of Shane Crawford, Colin McBratney, always seem to have certain horses that act well at their local tracks. And Colin McBratney has got Quick As You Can here, and I thought this horse ran really well here the last time we saw him. It was on the Boxing Day meeting when he was third behind Stuart Crawford's, probably arguably the best horse in his stable, or one of them, and that's Man With Van, who landed one or two tasty bets on that particular occasion. Man With Van has subsequently gone on to boost the form to win at Punchestown the other day when he did well to overcome a bad mistake, or a horse that fell in front of him, 3 from home. So I think he's quite useful, Man With Van, and any horse that's got within hailing distance of that particular individual has certainly got to be respected in a race like this. And as we come back Quick As You Can each way this morning, round about the 9-2, 4-1 mark, he looks a really safe option here in this race. It's hard to see him not finishing the frame with that course and distance run under his belt. We know he handles the track, we know he handles the ground. There's no man with Van in this particular race. I think he'll uphold the form with Color France, who's well beaten back in fifth. There's no reason to suggest why Normie's Charge would finish ahead of Quick As You Can. And they're both the same price. That makes little sense to me. So Quick As You Can each way, if you can get that thieving each way bet on in the 250, looks one of the best options of this afternoon's card.
Okay, yeah, I like it. Quick As You Can then each way in the 250.
You're liking that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
It's, we go to the cash machine now, aren't you?
Yeah, it sounds good. You've talked me into it. The 325 is race 5 on the card. It's over 2.5 miles, and this one is a handicap hurdle. And I'll just talk you through the betting. Court Jester is 4-1, Gold Knot Silver 5-1, Paco Jack 6s, 15-2 for Tillargon, and Maple Valley Gold is 8-1. It's on 12-1 or bigger price as the rest, but a couple of them are attracting money this morning. Court Jester is 5-1 into 4-1, and Paco Jack 8-1 into 6-1. So a couple of market moves. Who do you like for the 325, Andy?
Yeah, I'll go with a market move. Court Jester was the one I ticked off the paper on this morning, and trained by a chappie who's right by the track as well, another local handler. And Jody McGarvey's been booked as well to ride as well. I think it's another positive move. He's run all his best races here at Down Royal, which is majorly significant. It is a very much a unique track. You need a horse that stays really well here at Down Royal. It's a 2-mile oval circuit, and horses that have been around this circumference quite a few times have obviously got a huge advantage over the rest of the opposition. And he ran really well here on Boxing Day behind the well-fancied Royal Flight. Luz Deline, who's finished second on that occasion, has won since. He looks fairly solid and believable form. The only slight query I'd have would be the trip 2.5 miles, but the way he was staying on that day, on the running in particular, suggests that he shouldn't have a problem. He has run over 2.5 miles before, just hasn't won over it. That's my only slight niggle. But if he gets a trip today, and I've got every reason to suggest that he will, then Court Jester each way, again, is another move in the right direction in what looks a very, very difficult handicap for punters.
Okay, the penultimate race is the 3.55. This is an obvious handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And Roman General heads the betting this morning at 9-4. And he's been very consistent of late. He remains a maiden, but he has been knocking on the door. And is it going to open this afternoon in what looks a bit of an easier race?
Yeah, hopefully, Mark. Yeah, that would be the case with Roman General. I'd like the positive booking here of Shane Shortall to take £7 off. Of course, Shane's attached to Tony Martin, and he uses Shane on a regular basis when he's got one to take a little bit of weight off. I quite like this horse. He has been a bit unlucky, as you say. He bumped into Carrigan Nog down in Clonmel, not bad form. Courage back in third has won the Pertemps qualifier, so that stands up to close inspection. The third behind Directors Forum has been boosted because Hopin has won since for Arthur Moore. And, you know, he was up against Sea Light, who had won at the track previously and went back to Leopardstown under a penalty and bolted up the next day. So, you know, when you look at a horse's profile, I think, oh, God, he is a twice, or is he just going to keep finishing second and third? If you look at the cold, hard facts, he's just been up against very well-handicapped horses who've franked the form since. So I don't think he's done a great deal wrong. I think he deserves to be favourite, and hopefully he deserves to get his head in front. The danger might well stem from locally trained Honeyback, who's trained by Brian Hamilton, again, another Northern Ireland trainer. He saves some of his best horses for this particular venue, and we know that this mare's won at the course as well before. She was well beat last time out in a good Grade 3 down in Fairy House, but this is a lot easier, and hopefully she can return to something like her best. And if that's the case, then she could be in the shake-up and give Roman General the most to think about. But I'm going to go with Liam Cusack's 5-year-old to get off the mark at the 10th time.
OK, and we finish with the 4.25, race 7 on the card. And this is a 2-mile bumper for 4-year-olds that have never won a race under any rules of racing. Railway Rule heads the betting for this race at 9-4. He's one of the few with racecourse experience under his belt. He's 9-4. Brother Bennett, 3-1. Ange Dor Javelet is 5-1, as is On Fiddler's Green. Red House Hill is 6s, 8s for Never Never. And Back Off Blondie, the 33-1 outsider. Do you think the experience will pay off for Railway Rule?
Well, you'd like to think it would, Mark, to be honest. I thought this horse ran a really eye-catching race first time out. First of all, it has to be noted that, you know, David Kelly wouldn't have the strongest team of bumpers horses around, and yet this horse opened up at 4-1 and only went up 5-1 to win first time out at Leopardstown, Grade 1 track, of course, up against the Willie Mullins trained individual that was only 2-1 favourite. So straight away, you were drawn to the fact that this horse clearly been doing some good things at home beforehand, and I don't really think he let the side down, even though he was only fourth. He did only get beat by 3 lengths. And I like the way this horse stayed on as well after being outpaced coming around the home turn. I like the work that he did at the end. I think that'll stand him in good stead today. And this stiffer track should, in theory, bring out the best in him. 9-4 does look a good price in the face of three horses who've never run before on the track, Brother Bennett, Ange d'Or, Javelet, and, of course, On Fiddler's Green. We don't really know how good they are. All I could say to you, if there's no particular strong vibes for those or there's no money in the direction of any of those three closer to the off, I should think that will give you more confidence to back Rowell Rule with a bit more gusto. I do think that 9-4 could look a really good bet in the last race, because if the last three aren't fancied, he's certainly got the best form, and that experience should stand him in good stead.
OK, good stuff. Let's just have a quick summary then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Down Royal one more time.
Yeah, a lot of obvious ones on the card, really. Nothing too outrageous at big prices, but I think they're all solid. Witness of Fashion would definitely be one that I'd look to stay on the right side of after his win the other day. Catnap is the nap in the 145. If that jumps a clear round, he shouldn't have any trouble beating those lot in that beginners. Mark Me Up Each Way in the 215 looks fairly safe. Bit of each way business there. Similar comments apply to Quick As You Can in the 250 with his course and distance third. Looking really good, courtesy of Man With Van winning subsequently. Court Jester, again, back at the track that he loves, should go well in the 325. Again, another each way recommendation. Roman General to get the better of Honey back in the 355. And in the final race, hopefully experience will tell in that bumper, 425. Hopefully it'll go the way of Railway Rule.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections at Down Royal this afternoon, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow.
OK, will do. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.